From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Iraq's leading Shiite Muslim cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, returned to Iraq today, vowing to bring an end to the three-week-old battle in the holy city of Najaf. U.S. forces and allied Iraqi government troops are continuing to battle militiamen loyal to radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The fighting is coming closer to the Imam Ali Shrine, one of the holiest sites in Shiite Islam. Ayatollah Sistani left Najaf soon after the fighting began for treatment of a heart condition at a clinic in London. On his return to Iraq today, the Ayatollah said he will lead a mass march on Najaf tomorrow to demand an end to the warfare. NPR's Ivan Watson has been watching the battle from a rooftop in Najaf, and he filed this report.
Again and again, a caller shouted through the loudspeakers of the Imam Ali Shrine this morning, urging Muqtada Sadr's Mahdi army to fight on. "Be strong and stay in your positions," the man yelled. "Today, victory will be ours." U.S. tanks, helicopter, and artillery continued attacking around the shrine today, but Sadr's fighters did not give ground easily. The gun battles began before dawn and raged throughout the day. The Iraqi men leading this rebellion tend to be young, poor, and deeply religious. Most of them are not from Najaf. They come from places like this pro-Sadr mosque in Baghdad, where clerics were recruiting human shields and raising money for Najaf this week. A slender 27-year-old named Abu Tar sold his computer to buy medicine and food that he says he'll personally smuggle to the militia in Najaf. "I'm ready to die for that shrine," he said. "I'll fight to rescue it from the American occupiers." And fight they do. Apache Hotel is the nickname for this U.S. observation post on the edge of Najaf's old city. Despite 4 nights of intense bombardments, Mahdi Army snipers continue to get dangerously close to the U.S. soldiers here. The three-week confrontation here has turned central Najaf into an urban war zone. The only remaining residents are those who were too poor or too feeble to flee. Cars cannot travel here, so you have to move through the old city around the Imam Ali Shrine on foot. Fallen power lines lie around the rotting corpses of dogs and mules. The once bustling central market is an eerie, tangled mass of blackened, twisted metal. 4 families still live on Al-Hadif Street, somewhere in the dangerous no-go zone between American and Mahdi Army forces. They include a silver-bearded man named Saad Radi and his wheelchair-bound mother. Radi laughs off the sound of nearby explosions, saying these days his house shakes as if it was built on springs. He's also begun a macabre collection of the jagged shrapnel that's fallen into his garden. But Radi says news that Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani will return to Najaf tomorrow gives him newfound hope. "Mr. Sistani is coming, and he carries in his hands hope for peace," says Radi. "I hope he will put a stop to Muqtada Sadr and end the fighting." For far too many here, it is already too late. News came that one of Radi's neighbors had been killed. Locals followed a trail of fresh blood to a nearby house, where a black-robed woman clutched a photo of her son in her blood-stained hands. The family said American snipers shot 15-year-old Nassim and his younger brother when they tried to go up the street for food and water. Nassim died en route to the hospital. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Najaf.